FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:46, Ron Whitney, local veteran, joining us here as we continue our conversation about the Project Atlas telehealth option now, which is available for veterans.
It is out of the American Legion, post number 5. Ron, good morning.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us here. We had Ron on about 3 to 4 weeks ago as we talked about the work for the Project Atlas telehealth venture at the Legion, and it was basically right before the work got started. And the way it sounds, Ron, A, the work's done, and B, you're quite pleased with what you have.
Okay, that's you're exactly right, and that's what I'd like to talk about this morning is where we're at on that. We have completed the, not we, but they have completed the construction. It's totally set up and ready to go. Now, except that thing does not operate by itself. So we have to provide some attendants to be there to greet each veteran as they come in for their appointment and get them set up, turn on the equipment, et cetera, et cetera. But to do that, then we also, our attendants have to go through some background checks. They have to get registered. They have to provide a bunch of their personal information to satisfy all the requirements. And then we do also go through some other training, which we did just a couple days ago through Zoom, such as the privacy issues of the veterans coming in. We were told about how to sanitize the equipment, how to set up the pod and that sort of thing. So we have to go through all these steps, and then when we're done with that, we'll actually, within the next week or so, they will come in and give us some hands-on training how to utilize the equipment. And that's going to be a real fun and interesting part of it, to learn how all these features of the medical equipment is utilized and how it's utilized. So that's the next steps. Once we get those, then we'll be ready to start taking appointments.
All right. Well, okay. Let's back up just a little bit here, Ron. For those who had not heard about the Atlas Pod before, let's let people know exactly what this is and the services that will be able to afford local veterans. What exactly is the Atlas Pod?
Okay, the Atlas Pod is an acronym for Accessing Telehealth Through Local Area Stations. Now, that's a big long word for a conferencing unit. It's an 8x8 pod that the veteran will make his appointment through the VA, and then he or she can come into the pod and talk to their doctor from right here in Emporia. Of course, what that does is saves them a trip to Topeka or Wichita, if that's their primary hospital. So it's going to be a huge advantage, particularly for those who just want to maybe get their prescription renewed, or they want to talk to their doctor, or maybe they want to talk to their psychologist. Anything that they want to just talk about doesn't really necessarily require a face-to-face appointment. So this is a huge advantage in that respect. Rather than going to Topeka for a 10-minute conversation, they can do it right here in Emporia.
Have you had a lot of interest here, Ron, from veterans once this was, I guess, initially announced last year, and then after you came on the airwaves here last month to talk a little about this in more detail and just kind of reminding folks that, yeah, this project is now in hand?
We've had a few calls, but not very many yet at this point. I think people are still trying to figure out what we got and what they can utilize, or how they can utilize this equipment. So once we get the word out a little bit better, as we're doing now, the interest should be starting to generate much more. So we're getting excited, and we think it's going to be a huge, huge benefit. As you guys remember, the outreach clinic over there on West 12th Street was closed down months and months ago. So this is going to open up another opportunity to kind of fill that void.
So this is like an 8-foot by 8-foot enclosed soundproof unit, then? This kind of a pod then we're looking at, Ron?
Yes, it is. Totally enclosed, 8x8, ceiling, the whole thing is completely enclosed, soundproofed, and got a lot of electronic equipment in that thing. So It's pretty neat. We're looking forward to showing it off to the public.
Ron, how you mentioned here about the different training components that are coming here for, say, volunteers and you know, veterans who are willing to help out from the administrative side. How soon do you think that everything with that could be ready to go, and how many more volunteers do you think you might need in order to make this happen?
We don't need any more volunteers. We've already got that set up. We've got six of our people there at the Legion who jumped at the opportunity to do this. They've already got themselves registered, and they're ready to go. So we're good there. Now we've just got to wait for the VA to schedule us in for training. And I talked to them the other day. They said they're working on a schedule. They just haven't got it ready. So the answer to your question is a little bit unknown at this point, because we do need to go through the training. And then, of course, we want to have a big ribbon kind of grand opening deal to expose it, you know, get to invite everybody in so they can see it. And then at that point, then we hope to really kick it off in good shape.
Would you like to get Senator Jerry Moran and Congressman Tracy Mann down here? Are they planning on a drop-in here for a grand opening event, Ron?
Yes, they are. Interesting question. They have already indicated, Jerry Moran, of course, he's with the, the Veterans Administration in Washington, and he's already committed to it. He's waiting for us to give him a date. So he's definitely going to be here. And, of course, his scheduling people will send out invitations to our other representatives here in Kansas and Emporia. Perhaps the governor, I don't know. That's in their hands. So there's a lot of movement going on right now to juggle this with getting a lot of these people in here. Because another interesting thing about this, we're number 8 in the system. Now, there's maybe some advantage to being number 8 rather than number 1. Because each time there's some additional advances in medicine and medical equipment. So right now, the Emporia pod is the most advanced one so far. And as we move forward, this pod can take your temperature, your blood pressure, all through a camera. Now, this seems hard to believe, but the lens on this camera, it says every time your heart beats, your face actually flushes slightly. It's not to the naked eye. You can't see it, but this camera can detect that, and that's how it gets the blood pressure. So this is a very advanced system, one of the most advanced ones they have so far. And what they'll do is install 2 more. At that time, then they're going to set back and evaluate it. They'll have 10 pods all across the United States, and they'll take a look at the success of it and determine whether they want to move forward with more of them. And, of course, hopefully that will happen.
Now, when can veterans come in for appointments, and how do they wind up getting those set?
Okay, after it's all set up and ready to go, we will get the word out and provide a phone number for their hospital in Topeka or Wichita. Most of them are going to be from Topeka. That's the primary one in our area. So we'll give them that phone number, and they will be required to call into that number, make their appointment, because obviously they got to work with their doctor also. They got to get the time set aside with their doctor. So what will happen, they'll call in that number, and it will be for the following week. We will be provided a complete list of all appointments, say on Friday of the week before, and they'll send us they won't send us the names. They'll send, everything's done by number rather than name. So they'll send us a list of appointments that we will have the following week, the times, and a number. And then we will be prepared and ready. We'll know a week in advance, so we'll have our people ready to go. So you cannot walk in. That's one thing. Obviously, you can't walk in and expect to find your doctor. So the appointment has to be made prior, And at that point, they would be ready to go, and hopefully it works pretty slick.
Well, we hope there's a lot of interest, because this is certainly something that can and I think will benefit a lot of area veterans right here in Emporia, really on the cutting edge. The new Atlas pod that's at American Legion Post number 5 is very close to being being launched. The pod is going to be launched here very soon. Well, Ron, thanks for the great information, and keep us posted on when everybody's trained up and when you're getting started.
I sure will, and things are moving fairly fast. But we'll keep you posted, and right now some of the only thing, well, several things are on the hinge yet, but mainly is coordinating it with the people in Washington and also the people who installed the pod from Phillips Corporation. That's another thing I should mention. Phillips Corporation is donating all of this equipment.
Okay.
And there's a company called Steel Case also. So they're all trying to get all these people together for this grand opening, and then we'll get that date, and then we can move forward a little more quickly. So it's falling into place. It's looking good. You know how things work. Sometimes the wheels turn slowly, but we're moving.
At least the wheels are turning.
At least they're turning. All
yep.
right.
Yep.
Awesome. Ron, thanks so much for joining us here today. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Bye.
Yeah, local veteran Ron Whitney. That's exciting. The new Atlas pod.
Cool deal.
For veterans out at American Legion Post 5. And this is cutting-edge stuff out there, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I saw pictures of that, and amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to stop by, I think, here within the next couple of days and kind of get a quick tour myself here so I can get that. And we'll have the story coming up here this weekend once I'm able to get the pictures. Did want to let you know here, we mentioned What's in Outdoors here next, coming up tomorrow, 8:20. Most of next week's schedule is already full. So if you want to morning show slot or maybe next Friday's Talk of Emporia slot, best to reach out to us quickly, 620-342-1400, or email KVOE at KVOE.com.
KVOE live and local, 858, 53 degrees. Good morning.
Chick Day is Saturday at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply.